I'll get the levels right once after we start.
Fidel Blast Hole is what we ended off with.
Oh, come on, man.
I wanted to... Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
You start over.
No, it's all right. I mean, I don't want to risk...
You say, oh, I guess that's true. This comes out before.
I don't want to risk, yeah.
Well, guys, so we're continuing our two-bar series.
Yeah, if you want to understand what we're talking about. Why is this echoing?
It keeps doing that. Let's let that...
I hate my voice. Ew.
Don't play it up. Just talk normal. It's bad enough.
You guys have to listen to this?
Yeah, why does it every time you reset make
for me?
Echo?
For me?
Keep talking, Adam.
Hello?
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 Keep talking.
Hello?
All right, go again.
Check.
All right, that's good.
Okay. Give me a normal voice.
You sound awesome,
dude.
We've done this a million times. No, we haven't.
Yes, it's been a while.
First of all, we've done it like nine times. And it's
remember
been a
that,
while.
That song? It's been a while since I could
you see your pussy.
What I like about this is it makes Adam interrupt himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you know how it feels.
No, I actually get interrupted more than I do. No way. No, they actually did a study.
There was a Jewish guy who listened to the show. He's like, Adam, I made this spreadsheet to prove that you were the one that...
Why does he have to be Jewish?
He just was. Yeah. He's just saying what happened.
I'm just saying what happened.
Well, you would describe that about other types of people.
No one can understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
What?
It would behoove you to be quiet.
Just stop it. Stop this.
Check. No, come on.
Yeah. Put him in the box. Put his ass in the box.
No, let me in the box.
Can't even sort of make out what he's saying.
Please let me out of the box.
But Adam, we have all your favorite things in there. Jars full of cum
and pictures of men.
Pictures of men.
Dildos covered in shit already.
Pre-shit stain.
Lubed up with shit and shoved in his ass. What did we tell you about singing from the box?
We take away a dildo every time you sing.
What were we talking? What was the thing with that? Like, my top five rapes.
I don't remember that.
Who were we making fun of? Some bitch who wrote like a listicle about like
Jesus. Yeah, really? Yeah,
no, she wrote a BuzzFeed article about like sexual assault.
Huh?
We know who we're talking about.
My top five rapes or whatever.
I don't believe that's the title of the article.
It wasn't the title of the article. That was
TED Talk.
It was a TED Talk, Adam. Is that what you said? I can't hear you. You're in the box.
It was a TED Talk. Can you hear me? He gave a TED Talk on five rapes.
Sucking a penis until it gets hard. Those are a few of Adam's
clapping my butt cheeks and holding me down. Calling me ma'am and slapping my face.
Putting a gun to my head and making me wear lipstick.
Running a train on my face and my ass. These are a few of my favorite.
Wow. It feels good. It's June, guys.
Good morning, penis and
sucking cock. I believe this is the last week of my tour. I believe I'm in Philadelphia this weekend.
Yep.
If there are still tickets available, go buy them. If not,
yeah, also,
tough
I have,
shit.
I have t-shirts for sale.
What are you saying, Adam?
I have t-shirts for sale.
You're in the box.
Okay.
You're not enunciating.
Let's give him. Let's instead of the box, we'll put him in the. We'll put him in the bird cage.
Hello. No. Come on.
Take the echo off and just make him sound like weird.
Is that good?
Fuck my pussy. Fuck my pussy.
Ew, ew, disgusting.
Fuck me, pussy.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
Stop, Rose. Fuck me, pussy.
Dude, what are we listening to? Red Scare? Is this the Red Scare podcast?
You do sound like a dumb bitch right now.
No. Joseph McCarthy?
Dude. That guy was sexy.
He was gay.
Really?
I think so. Mm. That's why I did it. He was gay.
He was fucking...
From
was
listening
jealous.
To Red Scare.
Yeah, he turned him gay. That makes sense. If he was a gay loser, he probably was a fucking fan. You sounded awesome. Now this is cool. Tell us some truths, Adam. Act like you're a fucking spiritual guide.
Okay.
Oh, psych. He took it away.
Give it back. Here's the truth for you.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I'm about to fuck you up with some truth.
No, you're not.
Yeah?
I'm ready, sire.
Yeah.
Fuck my ass with truth.
My penis was so small that it made the woman look small.
I knew it! I knew it!
I was lying. I was lying.
I'm vindicated by the truth teller.
Wow, they don't even know what that means.
Guys, you're going to want to go to Patreon. This actually is a payout off. That actually is.
It's a callback to a future episode.
It's a callback to an episode that's happening Sunday. This is part two. We like to release the part twos on Wednesday and part one on Sunday.
I'm gay. 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 I'm straight, 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 I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight,
I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm straight, I'm
Yeah, they have like pieces of shit.
Yeah, they have like fucking.
They have like names.
They have names. Yeah. They call like the fucking like
Los Lobos.
Yeah. Los Locos I bet you there's some conquistadors. If I was a part of a racist ass organization, I would call myself the Conquistadors.
Mm-hmm. If I was a part of a gang, I'd call it the Nick Haters.
Why?
The Bust Queefstadors.
Why would you call it the Nick Haters?
Because there's this guy, not Nick Mullen, but a different guy. Yeah.
Dude, I have been such a good friend to you. I have done nothing but build you up.
But suck his dick.
I mean, yes.
He does suck your dick every day.
No, he doesn't.
You haven't told that to people.
That's disgusting.
Also, coming up this Sunday, Stav claims that a woman actually sucked his penis.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god.
Weird that
That's such a misrepresentation.
Damn, I love making electronic music.
It is actually legitimately fun.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You ever fuck around with like a synthesizer?
No, but I want to.
You should get one.
I will, dude.
Get like a little analog synth to play around with it.
That's what you should do with your time off this summer.
I honestly will. I'm going to come back with a fucking an EP.
Dude, I'm telling. I was going to. Adam plays guitar. Norman's old. And we're going to start a synth band.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to start a band.
Boom, 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 boom. Just a jump.
Yeah.
Go ahead and suck.
Suck
my dick and bones. They are pretty tiny.
Do we have anything to talk about in this episode?
No.
I want to talk about, what about Road to Perdition? Have you guys seen that movie?
Mm-hmm. I remember it being boring.
Revolutionary Road?
It was good?
It was good. You're stupid.
You ever see Revolutionary Road?
Yeah, I saw it.
Michael Shannon?
Yeah, no. He really stole that scene.
Yeah.
What scene? Psyched up.
He's
one
scene.
Everybody living their lives. They're gay with each other.
He's in one scene. He won Best Supporting Actor.
Wow, good for him.
Because he crushed it so hard.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Where he plays like a guy that's like crazy, but maybe he sees the truth.
Ooh.
Know? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a fucking interesting kind of guy.
I'm going to see Top Gun on Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Pretty excited about that, guys.
Why Wednesday?
I saw the Nick Cage movie.
I heard it sucked.
Yeah, it's not good.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked kind of fun.
No, it's exactly what you think it's going to be.
It's like if a Chuck Norris meme was a movie.
Yeah, basically that. Oh, it's like fucking cashing in on the Nick Cage thing, which I gave it kind of room to, you know, it's like if you're making like Nick, if you're like observing Nick Cage now,
yeah,
you're late to the fucking party.
That's true.
You know? And, but you think maybe they can do something with it.
Yeah.
But it's there's nothing there. There's
that
literally
sucks.
Nothing there.
People are kind of sucking it off like it's good, I thought.
No, they're stupid.
Really?
It's people being tricked into thinking it's good. It's not good.
The unbearable
I think
weight.
People like the trailer, but I think once it came out, everyone's like, it doesn't do anything.
What's the plot? Nick
people
Cage.
Are like, oh, there's a movie
Nick
where
Cage
he
is,
plays Nick Cage.
It's Nick Cage. He's Nick Cage. He's struggling. He needs like a...
He needs cash.
He needs something. He needs something big. And like it's sort of like, you know, his struggle between fucking, you know, like there's another Nick Cage. He's like fantasizing about another version of him. And I guess it's him from what's the first movies? Valley Girl? No. Maybe it's like supposed to be like his Valley
Sucking
Girl
Arizona.
You know, about being like, he's like, you know, I work for a living. I make movies. It's like, you know, it's like he's not being selective with roles. He's up for a big role. He doesn't get it. He's alienated his ex-wife and his daughter. And then this guy invites him to Majorca. I was already kind of checked out at this point, but invites him to Majorca to stay at his like villa. And then the guy turns out he wrote a screenplay and he wants Nick Cage to be in it. Meanwhile, the CIA is like, this guy's a drug dealer. We need Nick Cage to spy.
Go undercover.
But then he's like, I don't think this guy stole the president's daughter. And then I went to the bathroom for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of National Treasure?
No, it turns out the guy's a Nick Cage super fan. It's like he didn't really kidnap the president's daughter.
Something about your feet and calves are disgusting to me.
Me?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I'm wearing pants right now.
But you know what it is? It's like you kind of, in my mind, I read you as a woman. And if a woman had feet and hairy legs like that, I hate to say it, this feet especially.
In my mind, I read you as the ugliest woman I've ever looked at.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I'm
fattest,
a man.
Ugliest
I'm clearly a man, even though I'm a fat man. But
fattest,
you,
ugliest woman.
You have a woman's body. You have a woman's body.
A bald ass woman.
And you're fucking, I have a full
you're
head
like,
of hair.
I go to Wellesley.
No.
I go to an all women's college.
That's not me at all.
And
you, on the other hand, weigh as much as a woman. But you have feet like a man. I'll give you that. You have a man's feet. You have women's legs, but they're
cankles.
Hairy.
I have cankles. That's the answer. I don't like my ankles, and you're now calling them out on the podcast.
I didn't know.
Now
this.
Everyone
knows. I didn't know this was a point.
I wish I had a slender ankle.
I didn't know this was a fucking
ankles.
Problem for you.
I got them from my mother. She was a beautiful woman, but she had also the same ankles.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame.
It's not. It's fine. I mean, they're worse.
I will
things
say
in life.
Nick's ankles are better. He has a slimmer leg.
Yeah, when an ankle comes down.
That's what it is. You're right. It's
it like,
fuck it up. I hate it.
Yeah.
And literally, you do. Now, let's not get crazy. There's plenty of women that look like you. Don't pretend there aren't.
Which women? Name one. Thank you. You couldn't name one.
I don't know them.
You make accusations. You couldn't name one bitch.
Plenty of like librarian bitches are look mm-hmm. exactly like you.
There are
like
a lot
you.
Of women that look like you.
Not really.
Like the Drew Carey Show bitch.
Not really. She doesn't look like me at all.
Yes, she does.
You just keep talking about fat people.
If
you mean there's plenty of fat people, mm-hmm. yes, that's true.
Okay.
I'm just saying there's plenty of bitches that look like you. Or like you
Kathy
know.
Bates, you look like?
No. Again, just a fat lady. You're just naming fat people. Okay, how about this? You look like the fucking bitch from Blossom.
You
how
look
about
like
that?
Lena Dunham.
Again, just fat. Don't really have a similar face.
You have... basically the exact same look.
Not true at all.
You know who Nick who you look like? Tom Cruise.
Wow.
I don't really look like Tom
I'm
Cruise.
Dividing and conquering right
You're
now.
You can conquer my dick and balls. You can divide my dick and balls and suck them both individually.
Yeah.
I'm starting to look like an old woman. I look like I have breast cancer.
You,
you don't. Beard. You look like an old man.
No, I look like a fucking I look like yeah, well, I'm
just
gonna get
like
how much I'll get a little bow for my head, and I'll put it on. You'll see.
You've got too much facial hair.
I've been doing that at home. I've been wrapping the towel around my head and being like, don't cry for me, Mr. President. Just to see what it looks like. I don't know.
Yeah, you'll do that for hours just to see what it looks like. Just out of curiosity.
Just to see what...
Nothing. There's nothing further than that.
Don't cry for me, Mr. President.
Doesn't even...
It's not even a song.
Don't cry for me, Argentina, and happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, it's good. Don't cry for me, Mr. President.
Just brain parasite. Just all the holes in my Swiss cheese brain.
You're so
stupid. Just fucking all these legions and just a melting pot of references that don't have no relationship to each other. I'm incapable of fucking any kind of like... any kind of actual thought. It's just noise. It's just fucking constant noise. And then I spew it out, and then the absurdity of it, for some reason, makes me laugh.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, dude.
Yeah, pretending to be a woman with breast cancer saying goodbye to the president.
Don't cry
You're
for
a woman
me,
that
Mr.
used to
president.
Fuck the president. You want to let him know.
Yeah.
I'm gone, but don't cry. Don't shed a tear.
I'm sorry I called you the ugliest woman I've ever seen.
That's okay.
It was rude.
It didn't really bother me, but I could tell my comment bothered
I don't care
you.
If it bothered you, but I just don't want to be that kind of friend.
I guess we got to do these faggot-ass reads.
That's
now.
What I was asking, if we had to talk about anything.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Super Speciosa in Blue Chew. SuperSpeciosa.com. Adam, you want to pull it up on your little phone?
I don't have my phone.
Your little Cricket gay boy phone?
No, I don't have a Cricket. I have an iPhone 11.
Your little butt plug phone that they
you
got.
Do have a phone that goes up your ass.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Super Speciosa, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the Kratom?
Yeah, it is.
Super Kratom leaf is from Southeast Asia, Indonesia or something.
Really?
Yeah, and it makes you feel damn good. And this website, superspeciosa.com.
Superspeciosa.com slash cumtown or cumtown 20. Moving on.
They have capsules.
Well, what I like about it is that it's a lab-verified, clean and safe GMP compliant.
Yeah, if you go to the smoke shop, you get Kratom. You don't know who's touching it.
Super Speciosa is an American Kratom Association GMP qualified brand that has been verified to meet strict GMP quality standards by a third-party auditor. Our selection of Kratom capsules for sale features popular white, red, and green vein Kratom strains.
Basically,
encased in gelatin-free, 100% natural plant-based capsules.
Wow.
No little piggies had to die. There were no fucking horse ankles going fucking
walk it down.
Why'd
you have to say horse ankles? Why'd you say ankles like
just
that?
Just got something about...
After we talked about my issues.
Something in my eye line... Just told me to look to say the word horse.
Well, I'll
ankles.
Tell you what's in my eyeline: fat stomach, fat, fat guy,
a couple of fat balls that fat, are about to be down your throat if you don't fucking watch your tone. Is what's in your
fat
eyeline.
Guy.
It's super special. Get super leaf.
Super,
so basically, listen. This company, Super Speciosa, they have a plantation in Southeast Asia that's run by American expatriates.
They were all there.
That are all there for just getting you just, high on kratom. Not for
they're
no,
not doing
no,
nothing
else
on their downtime.
Listen, they're just running a plantation.
Do not check out where they spend their money.
Uh-huh. And they are on the porch of the plantation that says, I am wilting in this heat.
Adam, can you do me a favor after you're done doing the read? Can you go fill up the Brita thing
it's
again?
It's full.
Okay, when you're done with the read, can you fetch me? Can you fetch me some water, please?
No.
Can you fetch it for me?
No.
Go fetch.
No.
Fetch it for us.
I
have to piss soon. Maybe I'll fetch some water.
Fetch it. No, I want Adam to fetch us
Why
some water.
Why do you want me to?
Don't cry for me.
Mr. President.
The towel.
Yep, wearing heels. Oh, dude, I just let out a noxious fart.
Then I'll go get water.
Oh, that's fucking brutal.
Oh, yeah, well. Well done, Stavros.
Fuck. Ew.
Okay. Anyway, guys,
kratom is inexpensive. While this is all relative to one's personal budget.
Keep telling us about
kratom
it.
Kratom is oftentimes less expensive than alternatives like heroin, and can usually be purchased in larger amounts at a discount.
Speak on that.
Kratom is widely available. This green leaf has grown tremendously in popularity over the last few years. Once upon a time, it was only available in specialty shops, but that is no longer the case.
Mm-hmm.
And get this. No insurance required.
No, it's...
This applies to all natural products. Kratom can be purchased at a good value without insurance. This makes it more accessible to many Americans.
Without insurance? That's mm-hmm. a great selling point right there.
Yep. I agree.
It's a controlled substance, folks.
It's a fucking controlled substance. Oh, I just got a text that the Philly shows have all sold out. We're adding Sundays, so... This weekend, if you're in Philadelphia, please buy tickets. Hopefully they probably won't be sold out yet. But what week is, what is today? Wednesday something or other?
Today is Wednesday next week.
Today's Wednesday the fucking 8th. Oh, wait. Is that? No. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I still have, so I'm in Providence this weekend. Buy those tickets, and I'm in Philadelphia next weekend.
Anyway, let's hear about this Kratom shit.
Ah, fuck Kratom, dude. It's over.
So they got tablets.
I immediately feel better after drinking a bunch of water.
They got pills.
Isn't that so funny, dude, where you're like,
powders,
I was
teas.
Eating... Shut up. We're talking
We're
about
talking,
something.
Dude.
Sorry.
Stifle yourself.
The
Adam.
Point I wanted to make is, isn't it cool how good water is sometimes?
I kind of want water now.
The doctor says I have cancer of the breastises. The breastises.
So anyway, Kratom is a fucking,
yeah, water
thing.
But I drink a lot of water, dude. I drink like fucking 6 liters of water a day sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
You measure it in the
four
metric system.
That's how the bottle's labeled. Four of those essential calls a day.
So go to fucking
you,
super
Mr. Fancy Pants in the metric system.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking take a hammer and flip it to the nail removing side and fucking dig it under your fucking kneecap.
Oh, okay. How many meters away will I be standing?
That's a good question.
Yeah, well, I'm metering my fucking anger, and mm-hmm. I'm going to stop doing it at a certain point. And I'm gonna be the meter, and you're gonna be the maid, the pal.
Yeah. Oh, the meter and the maid.
Oh, Mr. Europe over here. Mr.
The
Europe
classic
over
story
here using the metric
of the
system.
Meter and the maid.
Yeah, when the meter made you suck my fucking dick.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, well, it's gonna.
Wait, I thought you're the meter.
I'm the meter.
So the meter makes him suck
yeah,
your dick.
The meter's dick.
Yeah.
They call me the meter man because that's how you measure my dick.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
1/8 of these.
That's still
Fuck.
Huge, dude.
It's nasty.
You're bad. You're
I'm
fucking,
off today. Dude.
You're off.
You fell off stuff.
Wait,
you used
let me
to
see
be
how,
the king.
Let's see what's 1/8 of a meter. Fuck, dude.
It's still big.
Fuck.
Not for me.
1/8 of a meter in inches.
Well, a meter is close to a yard, right? Yard meter are about the same.
4.9. All right.
4.9 inches.
4.9.
Is huge.
That's so big.
It's 4.9 metric inches, you dumbass.
No, no. Don't even try and gaslight me.
Metric
no.
inches.
Your dick is less than 5 inches, which is still small, but I would like to have called it smaller. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to say 1/16. But you live, you learn.
You live, you learn.
Sounds like the hammer is going to be getting a lot of work.
I'm going to put the hammer, I'm going to flip it and put it up your ass handle first. How about that? Anyway, Providence this weekend, Philly next weekend.
Yeah.
My special is already out. Keep watching it. Keep telling your friends about it. I'm trying to get fucking 100 million views on that bitch. I need to make back $40,000 in YouTube revenue. So it's a tall order, but I would like you guys to watch it. And I hope you're enjoying it. And superespeciosa.com, promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. We're not sure. But you want to get that.
It's good.
It's
made
good
by
stuff.
Expatriated Americans living in Southeast Asia.
Who are always some of the most trustworthy and not sketchy guys at all.
Who are really on the up and up.
You know how all the Americans in Southeast Asia are never hiding or running from anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that. Go see, go buy Adam's shirts. Go see Nick on the road. I'm going to take a piss.
I will be in, sorry, did we say getsuperleaf.com/cum?
Yes. I think we did.
There are shirts, but guys, there are
hold
also.
Hold on, shut up. Promo code Cumtown or Cumtown.
I did say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we
okay.
said that, Nick.
All right, thank
we
God.
We said that, you fucking
now,
faggot.
Now we're going to do, now we're going to do my reads.
We are selling shirts, and I am selling signed limit. I don't know why I said faggot in such a venomous way.
Yeah,
I
well,
apologize.
Guess we're going to blow that up.
I apologize.
We're going
to
get
you.
That. Let's get that trending on the internet, folks. Maybe for a while we can hate the good boy of the show instead of the kind, sweet woman with breast cancer.
Mr. President. I'm selling signed limited prints also on the website, so you can go get those. Anyway, let's start the show. We did the read.
Let's start the show. Raleigh, North Carolina, Good Nights, June 9th through 11th. Tickets, yeah. few available. I think that's what Lewis told me to say. Few tickets available left still. I'll be in Portland the 16th, whatever the next weekend is after the 9th through 11th. Look at the calendar. I'll be in Portland. After that, the weekend after that, I think I have that one off. And then after that, I will be at Caroline's. No, you know what it is next weekend. Caroline's on Broadway, 23rd to 26th.
Woo, boy.
Check that show out. Fuck. Damn. Ow.
What was that, from the water?
Yeah, I just burped and like.
You drank too much too fast.
I drank too much water. But it's good. Yeah. It's good for me. It makes my chest pain stop.
Yeah.
Which those just fucking continue on
yeah.
all day long.
That's true.
And I don't know.
So what else is new? You coming to Funny Moms tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, brother. I have to take a nap. I really fucked up earlier today. I feel really bad about it.
What are you fucked up about?
No, you know what I did.
What'd you
do? I forgot the date of something.
Oh.
Yeah.
The date of your transition surgery.
I know. And
it's the 35.
I'm going to have to reschedule and
it's
you,
the 35
they
year,
are backed up.
It's the 35 year anniversary.
No, it's not. You can't transition the day you're born.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't. Is that what you did?
No.
Yeah, from being a bitch? No. Sorry, I don't know why I'm so spicy today. Can you accept my apology?
I mean, I don't even give a fuck. It's in morning.
What do you mean you
other.
Don't give a fuck?
I don't listen to a fucking word you say.
I'm not listening to a word you're saying either.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You decided to have a little attitude with me.
But come on. Come on, man. We're just mixing it up. All That's right. why the people like the show. We're missing Stavros right now. He's taking his fourth shit in my toilet today.
Good. I hope he destroys your toilet.
Why?
I hope he uses all your girlfriend's makeup. He puts it in his ass and makes his asshole look like Mimi Bobek. Trying to wipe his ass. I hope your bathroom looks like a fucking war zone at the end of today.
Stop. Are you putting on my girlfriend's makeup? For real? What'd you say?
Yeah, he's using your girlfriend's expensive nipple lotion. Her $1 million nipple lotion.
I told
lotion.
You not to bring that up on the podcast.
Her expensive nipple lotion.
I told you not. She made me buy it. It's yeah. very expensive.
Is that what she's doing?
No, those are the things you do for love, brother.
Yeah.
So what's going on in this trial of Johnny Depp and...
Yeah.
What's her name?
It would be funny if this trial ends and they walk out of the courtroom and fucking Johnny Depp walks right up to Amber Heard and just choke slams her on the ground, just starts slapping the fuck out of her, and everyone's like, yeah!
And no one is on her side.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, fuck her. Even the girls.
No, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. There's a whole crew of women online.
Really?
That are like, this is insane. We're watching the entire world gaslight a woman who's a victim of abuse.
What,
siding
with
the abuse
on him or something?
No, they're convinced that Johnny Depp's like hoodwinked the entire media and the courts into believing that he's actually the victim, and that, you know, because he's the man with power, there's no way Amber Heard would do any of that stuff. But I'll be honest with you, I have not paid attention to any of it. I don't give a fuck. Pseudo retard culture has elevated what would just be like some celebrity gossip bullshit into the realm of like, you know.
Yeah, why would everybody give a fuck?
Because people are retarded. Because everything's like drenched in like fake academic language. So now this isn't just like two retard millionaires slapping each other around and suing each other for amounts of money that no one will ever see.
Uh-huh.
In their lives, to like, oh, well, this is about toxicity and victimhood and all this. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Of course, you disagree, you little catty bitch.
What's your point, Adam?
I don't know, but
with your gross ankles,
you do have fucked up ankles.
Shut up, shut up.
Honestly, I find your feet so unappealing.
You don't.
And the thing is, that's coming from my heart. Yeah. You calling
it's
me fat?
From my heart.
You calling me fat was retaliation. I know you don't mean it,
but
I can't help
that.
It.
I can't help it. I don't mean that you're fat.
We already established you're not even fat.
My dick is so small.
Your dick is
I look
so
fat.
Small that you look
That's
fat.
From 3 weeks ago, I believe, or 2 weeks ago.
Maybe
last
Sunday.
Week?
This upcoming Sunday.
Yeah, or tomorrow. Or yes.
We have no idea.
I love this. Which is awesome.
This is fun. Honestly,
we honestly should just like. Completely scramble how we fucking release these and fuck with people's brains.
We should really do it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you when they'll be released. It's probably 24 to 48 hours after the due date. And then fucking there'll still be people leaving comments like, can't even fucking be bothered to upload it. That's right. You're absolutely right.
That's right.
Then fine. Then I'll delete my subscription. See
Thank
you later.
You.
All right. Later, buddy.
Bye.
Could everybody else do that, too?
And one day you won't have this anymore. That's true.
I can't wait.
Bring it on. Let's put it this way. Bring it on to back Boogie Electric Boogaloo. Whatever the name of that movie is.
I'm horny.
So horny.
Who's this a picture of over here in your living room?
I don't know. My girlfriend's brother gave it to me for Christmas.
Adam's boyfriend.
I think he's like a poet, Ukrainian poet. Shevchenko.
Sheva?
Not the soccer player. Not the soccer player.
That guy rules, dude.
That guy rocked. He's a coach now.
Oh, really? What was his first name?
In Italy. Andre.
Was it Andre Shevchenko?
Yeah,
he fucking
was the
rocked.
King, dude. Yeah. He was at AC Milan.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Boy, dude. Did you watch the Champions League finals, Dov?
You know I did not.
I watched it.
I couldn't figure out how to get it. My TV's been fucking up.
Really?
Every time George leaves, he sets up all the fucking...
streamings?
Yeah. Because I got a projector.
It's on Paramount Plus. That's who had
where, who was showing it?
CBS.
Oh, really?
They have Champions League now.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was a strong display by the goalkeeper, Courtois.
Courtois.
Who saved a million shots. Basically won it single-handedly.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Did he get the fucking MVP trophy?
Man of the match, I believe it's called. I think he was man of the match. He should have been if he wasn't. He was great.
Good for him.
Yeah. And then the winning goal was Vicinius Jr.
Ooh.
For Real Madrid.
Vicinius.
And the assist was Fede Valverde.
Vicinius Jr. sounds like a fucking Roman emperor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's weird. They're all like... In Brazil, they're all named like that or like...
Fred.
Anderson.
Yeah. Remember Kaká?
Kaká, yeah.
Kaká.
How do they get a first name Anderson in awesome. Brazil?
And then they have like 500 other names.
Yeah.
Roberto, de la...
Yeah, like every dead person in their family.
So they have 100 names and they all just get to go by one name.
Yeah.
That's why I still love the original Ronaldo, that fat donkey-faced motherfucker.
He was
with
the
buck
man.
Teeth,
he
bald fat,
yeah.
Just a sick scorer. At the end of his career, he was just so fat.
Retardo. Yeah, how about that?
That's good.
Yeah.
And then fucking Cristiano Ronaldo came through.
Yeah, but he's from Portugal.
Yeah, I don't understand why people complain about, they say like, you know, about like racists or whatever dragging people behind trucks.
Yeah, because why do they complain about that?
Well, I would love to just like on a nice day, like have a rope attached to my ankle and just like maybe like 3 or 4 miles per hour, just kind of slowly be dragged through a field.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess, I don't know, the burn, the grass burn.
That's why you go slow.
3 or 4 miles.
Still heard there's rocks.
If I could go out to Prospect Park right now, and you could tie me up to the back of a truck.
Okay.
And just drag me through.
I don't think so. I don't think that would be fun.
I think I'd like
it. I don't think it would be fun.
You would need much more lush grass than what's available.
Maybe put a little blanket down or something.
Okay.
Or you know what? Like a carpet. You know what? I might
do
that.
Magic carpet.
Here's an idea. A little idea for a business.
Like a toboggan.
Little idea for a business. You get an Iranian or like a Persian rug, you know? You use ropes to tie it to the back of an F-150. You take the F-150 out to Central Park. And then you charge $5. Kids can sit on the rug. And then you
magic
just fucking
carpet.
Floor it. Yeah, do like a magic carpet, right?
Yeah.
Would they have any restraints to keep them on the carpet?
No, just sit on there. They finally fall off on the grass. It'll be fine.
So you're thinking you're going to drive an F-150 kind of through the sheep's meadow? Or
yeah, whatever? Yeah. You know, like strawberry fields or something.
You get a Raptor. F-150
with inflation,
Raptor.
You can charge $20 a pop, dude.
That's fucking true.
I think you go out there every day during the summer, you make enough money.
Suckberry fields
make a lot more
for
than
penis.
This fucking podcast,
yeah,
that's
you
for
make,
sure.
Yeah, you probably make fucking $7,000-$8,000 a day.
So true.
Never work again, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, I said... Suckberry fields
I guess you probably
for penis.
You probably need like a permit or something. And that's when I point to my...
Suckberry fields
I say,
for
permit?
Penis.
For penis.
Yeah, I got your permit right here, and I point to my Let's Go Brandon bumper sticker.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you not like the Beatles stuff?
I could take them or leave them.
You think they're just okay?
Oh, I just didn't know Strawberry Fields was just like a little ass patch in Central
Park. Does Brandon
Park.
Mordell still do stand-up?
Yeah. I believe he does.
If you're listening, you should go to his shows and yell out, "Let's go, Brandon."
No.
I intro'd him.
Now five guys are going to do that.
I intro'd him.
Tell them not to.
No, he does a joke about it now. And I intro'd him on stage. I said, "Let's go, Brandon."
And he was mad.
And then I was like,
"Because you stepped on it."
The gayest comedian.
Wait, I thought you said you were introducing Brandon, not yourself.
He was. He can only think about himself.
Please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Gay.
Your next comedian.
G to the A Y.
That's pretty.
Your
good.
Next comedian is Adam Friedland.
Your next comedian is me.
It's me.
Whoa! What are we listening to? Red Scare over here.
What, are you talking about the McCarthy hearings?
Yeah.
You know, I like that movie that George Clooney did about McCarthy.
Good Night and Good Luck.
It's a good movie. Anna's kid is already fucking 3 years old.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It's not three.
Yeah, he's three. He just turned three.
I don't fucking care.
You're gendering the kid?
He's a boy.
He?
His name's Eli Jr.
No, it's not true.
Yeah, it is.
It's not true.
No, I'm just trying to quietly, I'm trying to just sort of fuck with your mind to make you think more time has passed than it has.
No, it's true.
They call me the time bastard.
The bastard of time.
They call you the dick.
Didn't we do
bastard.
That bit, the time liar or something?
No, we did the bastard of buildings.
Yeah.
That was great.
No, but we did the time liar. So we called him the time liar.
No, we called him
the cheese faggot. Yes. I'm kicking myself that we didn't write that down.
I swear we did that, right?
It was in the grocery store.
I feel like we did it.
No, maybe we did it on the show.
I feel like it was the original cabin. It was
the original
my
cabin.
My ass hurts. Adam, I will say the one thing your bathroom is lacking, I could have swore you were going to be a wet wipes guy.
No.
You need bait.
It's
just nice.
No, my ass
is
nice. So big that I need to.
It's not a big thing. Yeah. It's a freshness thing. Sometimes it's nice when you've had to shit six times in
the
morning.
Yet, so I don't have to use baby.
You know what? You need to fucking relax. As if you don't fucking diarrhea six times a day if you have even a hint of fucking dairy, motherfucker.
So what?
Okay? You could use some fucking wet wipes on that ragged asshole of yours.
I just spread my cheeks, put them in the shower.
That can be nice too, but I'm not at my home.
Yeah. Do a...
It is really nice to take a fucked up shit.
Do a boy
and then
horse
go
bath.
Go right to take a shower. That feels awesome.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Rinse the shit right off, that hot shit right off your ass before while it's still warm.
Yeah, but it's nasty to get the poo particles in the shower.
You're a bitch.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You spray down the shower afterwards. You don't got fucking scrubbing bubbles.
You clean your shower every time you use
it. No, but if I take a fucked up shit in it. Not take a shit.
If you take a shit in your shower.
I don't shit my shower.
You shit your shower.
I've never shit my shower. I have wiped the remains of a fucked up shit.
Yeah. You know what's really romantic is when a couple is in the shower when you're with your sweetie and you just, as a joke, pee-pee on her foot.
I don't find that to be very romantic.
It's cute.
Not for me.
It's just cute.
I don't find it to be very
cute. Not like for a sexy, not to
I
do
would
it
prefer
sexy
for
style.
I think it makes way more sense for a sexual reason.
No, just as a cute prank.
I don't think it's a cute prank.
Why?
I just don't.
Well, you don't have any imagination.
You really are stealing from me. Because we had this
your thing is imagination.
I dream to imagine. Okay, that's my thing. And second of all, years ago, this ties in beautifully, because remember the fucking argument we had about titty fucking? You know exactly.
I still feel the same
you
way.
You know exactly.
Oh, I still feel the same way.
Then you're not a true lover of
titty. What did he say about titty fucking?
He said it was stupid. It was silly.
It's stupid.
And I said he lacks imagination.
Pussy fucking, mouth
he
fucking.
He does lack imagination.
And now
fucking.
He tried three or four years later to flip it on me.
She's just got a cock in between out her chest.
Liar. Copier.
Liar, copier.
Bastard.
Bastard.
You know what's cooler than titty fucking? Hot dog in the bun, butt fucking.
Not even close.
Yeah.
No. Get out of my fucking house.
Cheek fucking.
That's so stupid.
The hot dog in the bun. Mm. The classic.
That's not a classic.
It's cool.
It's not. I mean, it's cool for 1 second.
What do you mean for 1 second? Titty fucking?
Titty fucking's cool.
You fuck until pearl necklace?
No, but you fucking, you're getting your dick sucked, your
Have
face fucking.
Have you ever
titty
fucked until a pearl necklace?
I've had a couple cool situations happen.
You're listening to a couple cool situations.
I'm literally about to start smiling if I think about it. That was an awesome one.
You wasted your seed?
On a girl's titties and mouth, yes.
You didn't,
one of my favorite time
you didn't
places.
Do her, you didn't do the parts that feel good for her.
What, her pussy?
Yeah.
But if a girl's not on birth control, I'm not busting inside. Are you out of your mind?
I'm
Even
just,
if she is,
I'm
not
sort of just closing
inside.
My eyes and quietly imagining.
Unless the pussy's really, really
being
good.
Being dragged behind a truck until all this hate leaves my body.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is about.
I think it's the racists do it too. Sometimes.
Oh, shit.
No, it's perfect timing.
It's perfect timing to talk about
BlueChew.com.
Is that it?
If you're titty fucking like a real man,
you're going to need to go to BlueChew.com.
You're
going to
need to go to BlueChew.com.
Use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20 to get.
If you have imagination.
Yeah.
and like to titty fuck.
Okay.
And love big tits and have been on the record.
Yeah.
By loving big tits.
Yeah.
You're gonna, and even if you're not, but especially if you're one of those guys,
I'm on the record for wrecking her back blackard and smacking her something.
Okay.
Jackard.
That's cool.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Dr. Hyde.
Guess what I'm imagining right now?
About to hide my Jekyll in her jacket. What? Go ahead.
Guess what I'm imagining right now?
I don't know, man's penis going into every hole in your body.
A new gayer pussy that you have only that replaces your dick.
A masked man in a big hat using his penis like a sword to cut your clothes off.
No, it's a wrong guess.
Yeah, really?
That's the wrong guess.
A man with a long, sharp penis cutting your clothes off.
That's rude.
And he's got a mask.
That's not what I'm
Yeah.
He's slicing all your clothes off with his penis, and you're like, oh, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop.
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, and he's like, I will do what I want.
That's not what I'm imagining.
Is that what you're imagining?
No. Guess
him
guess
putting
again.
Him tying your hands behind your back, bringing you over your fucking little dining room table over there, and just his penis instantly turning from sharp to bludgeon, and just ramming your
asshole. No, then guess what I'm imagining.
What's that?
I'm imagining my funeral, and you're giving the most beautiful eulogy that anyone's ever heard of a funeral.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
And what I'm imagining you say is that I'm the single most inspiring man you've ever met in your entire
well,
life.
That you're off base big time.
You can't tell me what to imagine.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know what? I'll take it back. You have imagination because that's one of the most far-fetched things I've ever
Shut
heard
up,
in my life.
Bro. That's realistic.
So you don't
Honestly, I wasn't even imagining it. I was predicting it. It's a prediction-nation.
Well, you know what I can predict?
Is that at BlueChew.com?
I can predict
you don't
this.
Have to go to the pharmacy. You don't have to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You talk to one of their licensed medical professionals. They write you a prescription for these damn chewable tablets.
That's right. That's okay? What they are.
And they come in sildenafil and tadalafil, different milligrams, different strengths.
That's right. How fucked up is your cock? The doctor will figure it out for
you.
You
get different amounts per month. And if you put in promo code COMETOWN or COMETOWN20, you just pay $5 shipping.
For your first order. First order free, just pay the fucking shipping.
Pay the
fucking
shipping.
Idiot.
Free dick.
Free cock pills.
Free cock.
And it's awesome to fuck pussy or mouth or tits or ass. Whatever you want to fuck, you can with these chewable tablets.
No, not kids.
You cannot. That's a great point.
Whatever you want to fuck. That's fucked up. It's disgusting.
You know what I meant.
Yeah.
BlueChew.com. You can fuck any orifice of an adult person.
Yeah.
Whether they be male, woman, or other. They, them.
Gay, them.
They could be gay, thems.
Damn, I love air conditioning.
The point is, your dick prior to Blue Chew was like a wilted flower.
Do you think I could be put in a nursing home now?
That would be
if
sick.
If you dye your hair white.
I feel that worn out and fucking beat down. Like, I don't.
They're just not nice.
I legitimately
they
don't
smell
understand.
Bad.
Yeah, the pussy's
like
too
piss.
Old.
How you're supposed to continue doing this from where I'm at now for another 50 or 60 years. Isn't that insane?
Well, 60's a little pushing it.
Well, 93.
I wouldn't bet on 93.
My grandpa's 99.
You know
what'd
be nice is going to like a real rich kid.
His mom, his mom lived until she was like a fucking 104.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she happy for any of those years?
Well, she was drunk the whole time.
She was doing all right.
Yeah, she literally, until she fucking died, just like drinking fucking like pop off the
that's
plastic bottle
sick,
vodka
dude.
Every
she
fucking day.
She made it 104 from that?
Yeah, my grandpa too.
I thought that's bad for
he
you.
He fucking drinks Bloody Marys all day long.
That's
hell
sick.
Yeah.
He's just old as shit.
He's
I
just
actually
at
do
brunch.
Have. Yeah, I guess I do have some old ass grandparents.
And he spent like the last 40 years just shoplifting.
Awesome. Really?
Yeah. That's the time to do it when you're old.
Yeah, well, growing up, it would always be go places and be like, hey. If it was something that cost less than like $10, or if it fit in his pocket, his logic was like, they don't want to be bothered with. he's like, this
that.
Guy's busy. He doesn't want fun. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking waste this guy's time buying some batteries.
Oh, well, that's the Seinfeld ad.
What's your grandfather's name? Mordechai Ben Gurion?
Yeah.
That would be so awesome.
Nick is so secretly Jewish. It's hilarious.
Well, you say that because you think it bothers me, but the truth is the only thing that bothers me is that I have to spend time with you.
No, you know what bothers me? It's your piece of stink attitude. Your smelly ass attitude. I can smell it all the way over here.
Trying to take shots. I don't have an attitude.
You got attitude.
The thing is, Jews and American and regular ass whites are cheap.
Yeah.
The people that fucking let it flow are Eastern
European.
Yeah, no, I let it rock.
Because
he's like an old person. No, I make it rain, but it hurts you on some level.
I've spent enough time with you, and I've watched you deal
with retail employees to know that you do not.
He is so full of shit, this guy.
I think you're both cheap. He complains over fucking $10 on customer service for three and a half hours.
I do not complain about the money. I complain about
the principle.
No, not the principle. I was not going to say the principle.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say the quality of the service itself. Which is different than complaining about the money. You charge me whatever the fuck you want.
Jews and white people. No thanks.
You charge me whatever the fuck
First
you
of
want.
All, he's Irish. I'm Jewish.
But
we're
when,
not white.
When
you're
I have
both.
To,
okay.
when
you're
I have
Jewish,
to,
he's white.
Okay. To get fucking internet, I had to climb down a fire escape with a fucking 18-foot ladder myself.
There's
do,
no.
And
there is no way
you're
that
you're
going to
be telling your grandkids.
No, it literally is what happened.
But I'm saying though, there were certain steps that you made that happen. Because of something with your vibes and the person.
Folks, we're going to take a little detour here. I'm going to give you a history of public utilities in New York City.
Yeah, you did this to the fucking guy, and he's like, oh, actually, I can't go.
He's like, I really want to help this guy out with his internet.
Yeah. No, the Verizon, because they had a monopoly.
Okay,
on,
can you beep that out? What's the time code?
Why?
We don't want to make an enemy of one of the biggest telecom companies in this country.
Are you serious?
No.
Yeah,
I don't know who I'm working for. After
we
this
say
Bluetooth podcast.
Promo code,
Bluetooth promo code, Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
I don't know
one of those two.
Yeah, Verizon. They had a monopoly on all the twisted pair. They own all the copper in the United States.
Yeah.
They own all the wires. Mm-hmm. And part of that deal was that
my thing is you were bringing this energy to your interaction with the whoever worked for Verizon.
I was 100%.
Yeah, I think you need to learn about kind of. I don't know, manifesting more pleasant interactions with customer service people. Because over and over again, you get fucked, and I'm starting, the more data I have, having a relationship, I'm starting to say you were the common denominator.
Thank you.
You were the problem. Something about your attitude makes people want to give you bad service, which then leads you to be on customer service lines, which then leads you to have...
Well, here's this.
And it's a self...
I never have a problem at a restaurant. Never have a problem with food service.
That's not true.
When?
Constantly. Do you remember one? I don't remember one.
Which one?
We were at Hooters and you asked if there could be more guys working there.
That is true. I'm remembering that now. Yeah. You do that at every Hooters.
Men with
you didn't say that when we're at Hooters. You threw a fucking tantrum, bro.
You were crying. You were on the floor. Where are the
guys? Why aren't there guys working here?
But like they just like they're wearing pants where the top of the dick is coming out.
Yeah. Just the shaft.
Yeah.
You can't see glands.
Yeah.
But hold on, this will.
I thought this place was called balls.
This will eat up plenty of time. It's just an owl with nuts.
You see the Hooters logo?
It's still there's an owl, but it's the logo's moved down to his nuts.
That's so good. Hooters for gay guys.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Someone
but that was that. That was a Twitter account, wasn't it? Gay Hooters.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's probably Adam saw that for sure.
No, I didn't.
He's just telling a story.
I'm just telling a story about when we were at Hooters trying to have a sexy time with girls.
Yeah, we were about to. Me and Adam were about to close.
I was negging the target heavy.
Yeah, Adam had his air pilot glasses on.
I was like,
his top hat.
I was like, you work here? What are you fucking poor?
What are you poor with?
Do you get molested?
Mm-hmm. You probably got molested.
Adam had his aviators on because he just came off shooting his movie Top Gun, which is about a man that gets forced to suck dick at gunpoint.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. He plays call sign victim.
That's true.
Yeah, but I'm the top.
No.
Yeah, it's a guy who gets top at gunpoint.
And that audience had
forced
a, audience
to
had
fuck
a
another guy
that.
In the ass mm. as the top.
No.
Yeah,
chance.
It's true.
No.
With a gun.
Nope.
No.
No chance. Didn't happen. Anyways, this is a nice cruise off. Verizon owns all the copper in the United States. And part of the deal is like that all had to be treated as a public utility. So Verizon had to provide telephone service to every house, right, if they're going to have a fucking monopoly. In New York City, Verizon has wanted to cut all the phone lines because they don't make enough money off of it. But they were allowed to have this fucking monopoly forever on the hardware, so they can't. So Verizon made a deal that if we're gonna cut the copper, but we're going to install Fios to X amount of...
Speak on that.
And then so what they did is they cut the phone lines, didn't roll out the fucking fiber on the timeline. The city had to sue them. They just ate the fines, passed them all on to the customers.
Cunts.
Left a bunch of people without phone service. And then they got sued again by the city. And then it was like what they do is they claim like, okay, Verizon files is available on this block. But all they do is roll it out to like somewhere in the neighborhood. And then it's not actually available
right.
in any of that, like the houses, because especially in Brooklyn, they're all closed blocks.
Right, right, right.
It was all built before there was any kind of public utility easement. So there's no way for them to, like, you know, get into every backyard, you know, to like daisy chain new service out to the houses. So they'll just label it that way. So what I did is I filed a complaint. I went and I filed myself a little complaint.
Respect.
With the public authority on you know, like utilities or whatever. And that got something, because I waited like 2 months.
So you filed a tattle.
You did tattle.
Yeah, I tattled on Verizon.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I don't give a shit.
It's a family business.
Yeah.
And then how did you end up with a ladder?
Because I made friends with the fucking dispatch manager at the local office, okay. And I was like, look, I'm not going to ask, none of you guys are going to come down and climb down a ladder. It's not safe, you know, like I'm not going to ask them to do that. I can climb down the fire escape myself. I went down, I trimmed all the trees, like the branches off the fucking tree, put the ladder over to the next door neighbor's fence. And then the guy came down, and they got one guy that would at least go down, use my ladder, climb over the ladder.
Respect.
That's cool.
But I had to go do fucking yard work.
But you went off. You went off.
All right. That is good problem solving. I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. My guts are rumbling.
I got to pee again.
Just, we're almost done, man.
I don't know why I have to pee so much.
Because you're gay. Because there's pressure on your prostate, your dented prostate.
That could be it.
This guy, it's like a water bottle that's been.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I would have to
take a look at inside your ass to know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Just a doctor going ready to do a colonoscopy on Adam, and he's like, he looks at it, he's like, and he goes in the drawer and just gets a camera that's this wide.
Yeah.
Some big fucking, just some like 1960s hidden camera.
Yeah, he shoots my ass in 70 milliliters.
Yeah.
I couldn't even say the word.
Wow, he shot your ass in the same size your dick is?
7 millimeter.
Pretty
70.
Good. Still very still small.
Ultra wide.
Still small.
Still very small. I'm back.
Still small. Fuck
still
you.
Still
small. Fuck
still
you.
Small, fuck
nice
you.
Try.
No, I'm back.
Nice
but,
try.
Yeah, but
I'm back, baby.
He got you. He got you right at the buzzer.
I needed that one.
Yeah.
I really needed that one.
Really? Your dick made her feel small.
Because your dick is small. It makes sense.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And if you want to understand that joke, tune in to this Sunday.
No,
Patreon.
Didn't it happen last week?
No,
it
it's this Sunday.
Weeks ago
it's this
summer.
Sunday. Patreon.com/cumtown. It's very funny. Actually, legitimately, it's very funny.
Oh,
we're
fuck.
Having fun, folks. We're having fun out
I'm
here.
I'm going to go shit at home for like an hour straight.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to go to urgent care and ask them to put me down. I'm going to get a little dog costume and go to vets and see if. I think I did, but that was like year one we did that bit on the show.
Did we? Fucking bring it back, dude. Okay.
Yeah, just going to put a dog costume on, trying to get vets to
Here's
put
what
you
I
down.
Think we should start doing.
Yeah.
Trying to get euthanized.
Anytime we don't feel like doing an episode, we just play the first one.
Yeah.
Of Compton.
Just redo it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I have a question. If you go to jail, do they let you just nap the whole time?
Yeah, they let you nap because you're the princess.
Your
no,
you're
I'm
like,
saying.
She needs her beauty
could you
rest.
You just like lay in your bed and just nap.
You're that gay. Everyone leaves you alone because they know.
Oh,
Sleeping Beauty need her beauty rest.
But when you are arrested, they're going to fucking take advantage of
I'm just
of
saying, like, if, let's say no one wants to rape you, you could just take a nap the whole time?
I think, yeah, you just
They
watch.
Make you go out to the yard and exercise.
You have to go to the yard.
You
get
you have to go to the yard.
I think you want to go to the yard.
If I don't want to go to the yard, I just want to keep napping.
I think they'd let you.
What if I just sleep out my sentence, you know?
I think it's possible.
You know?
I don't know. I got to be honest. I haven't been to prison. I don't want to ever go to prison.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that would suck, man. That would suck so
Maybe
hard.
When I was a younger man, I could handle it.
I don't know, man.
Probably not.
It's so long.
I know.
You have to go for so long.
I know, it sucks.
A year? That's so long.
And that's like a light sentence.
In prison. Yeah, that's
one year.
That's a swift one.
People do fucking
that's
10.
That's a breeze.
People
yeah,
do
I did
25.
It like a fucking man.
Yeah.
I did my time like a fucking man.
I stood up like a... I took my time like a man. Shout out to fucking Phil.
Phil Leotardo.
Phil Leotardo.
Phil Harmonic. That'd be a cool name.
The Fuck Harmonic
for
opera.
A DJ, Phil Harmonic.
That Phil Harmonic. Cool.
Well, we did it, guys. Another. I know you guys. You'd like. They love it when we do like a marathon.
And guys, get used to this. We will never, ever again record less than four in a day. That is my promise to you.
Honestly, today was a fun day.
Today was fun,
except for that hour I was depressed.
Right, you only had to do a regular.
Well,
day.
Well, I did two episodes on my own. Thank you very much.
I did two episodes on my own. My name's Adam.
I'm not American. What is that accent?
My name's Adam. I'm from the country gay place where everyone is gay. But even in that world, I am the gayest one.
Hey, stop! Hey, stop. That was pretty funny when I said that. Nick, I'm at a Hooters.
Were you doing your best of? Good job, dude.
You thought that was funny, right?
I did.
I thought it was funny, too.
I did, but, you know, show a little... Act like you've been there before.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No, it's my first time, baby. I'm milking
Remember?
It.
Hand the ball to the ref, okay? Don't milk it.
We fuck him.
I'm spiking, baby.
He wants to print it out, put it on the refrigerator. Goddamn. Cool Ranch Cereal.
Cool Ranch is so good, man.
Fuck, dude. I wish we could go to a public pool and I could sit out with sunglasses on and
eat
a fucking
eat
bucket.
A fucked up
KFC
little ham sandwich.
Bucket. No.
Oh, no. I was thinking like summer camp type shit. I mean, little fucked up sandwich and Doritos.
Public pool, fucking bucket of KFC on the shitty park bench. You're getting stunned. There's hornets everywhere.
Yeah.
There's just fucking mad yellow jackets.
That would be badass.
Remember that? There was every pool you go to, there'd be like, oh, by the way, there's just bees.
There's bees.
There's
fucking
killer
stung.
Bees all over the fucking place.
I remember my friend Sammy got stung in the back by a hornet at the public pool.
Fuck. Well,
you ever been in a public pool and somebody shits in it and they have to like get everyone out and then fish the turd out?
Luckily, that's never happened to me.
I saw that happen one time and it's like, it's hilarious because... Do you know who did it?
Of course.
And then that child has to like have that memory in their life.
ruining 100 people's day. You didn't want to shit yourself,
obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys are willing to tell you. Bye.